Hi, everyone. My name is Sherry Grunska, and welcome to Barn Management Radio. Today's podcast is super important and really near and dear to my heart. I want to talk to you about herd management and what that will look like at your boarding stable. And I'm going to be really honest and tell you that out of all the things that you do at your boarding stable, herd management, I believe, will be one of the ones that catches you off guard. You are going to have so many unexpected challenges, things that surprise you. Your learning curve is going to go through the roof. If you think you understood horses way back, you're going to really realize that maybe you didn't know them as well as you thought, especially when you're putting together horses and herds, and these horses aren't yours. It changes everything. I love this topic, and I'm really struggling here to figure out how I'm going to fit everything I want to talk to in a short 30-minute podcast, but we're going to give it a try. The big question is, why is herd management so important at your boarding stable? And I'll tell you why. It's important because you are taking care of other people's horses. It's really important for good herd management for your own horses because you don't want them getting hurt. You don't want a horse to be stressed. But boy, it's a game changer when you are taking care of other people's horses and you have clients who are depending on good care for their horse and for their horses to be content, to feel safe, to be able to get to their hay. And what makes it even more challenging is that at a boarding stable, you're going to have horses come and go. They get sold. People will leave. New people will come. The dynamics in each herd is constantly changing if you have turnover in your barn. And if you don't get this part right, you're going to have a lot of headache and you're going to have more turnover. And in the long run, it's going to be a lot more work and you're going to lose money. And if we're going to talk about money, you know, the fact is it's a business. You are in a business and you want to take the best care of the horses that are at your place, but you need to really figure out how that looks as far as every part of the business, not just feeding hay or feeding grain or even the labor. A lot of it has to do with the other parts of it, and herd management is right at the top of the list as far as what I think. So yes, it's super important. And you know, every time a horse comes into your barn, it's going to need to be put somewhere during the day. And if you are doing herds, that new horse is going to change the herd dynamics in whatever group you put it in. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. The first thing I want to say is there are no guarantees in herd management. There's a lot of things you can do to make things go smoothly, but boy, when you're introducing a new horse to a herd, I don't care how long you've been doing it. It always gives me goosebumps to watch it when two new horses are put together for the first time because I'm crossing my fingers hoping they get along. You might think they get along. Everybody else might tell you they get along. You might have a boarder who is new to your, you know, your stable, and they tell you that their horse gets along with everybody. And sometimes that is just not the case. Sometimes the owner of a horse doesn't know if their horse is at the top of the herd. They don't know if their horse is at the bottom. They don't really know, and you're guessing. You're trying to watch that horse's behavior. You're trying to watch how the other horses are acting with the new horse. And sometimes it goes really smoothly and sometimes it doesn't. And it's so important for a well-run boarding stable to get a real firm grasp on how to introduce horses, what their herds look like, and the whole management part of it. Because if you get this part right, the rest of the job is going to be so much easier and you're going to have people that are very content and happy, and they stay because they know their horse is happy. So it is really important. One of the things that I like to talk about when I do our barn management workshops are the size of the herds that you're going to have at your boarding stable. So if you're going to do group turnout, I really think the size of the herd is really important, especially with clients. And the reason I say this is it's very easy, and I've seen it done at a lot of stables, where a barn manager, barn owner will decide to have less paddocks, less dry lots, and group the horses into 10 or 15 horses in a herd. Because then it's just, you have them all together, you don't have to worry. But you also need to think when you're boarding horses about your client, the person who owns the horse. Because at most boarding stables, you're going to get brand new horse owners, and they will not understand herd dynamics. They could be walking into a safety issue. They won't understand. They may not know if their horse is at the bottom of the herd, at the top of the herd. It is extremely intimidating for someone who doesn't have confidence or knowledge to walk into a herd of 10 or 15 horses to grab their horse, especially when all the other horses are coming at them. And it can be downright scary. Personally, this is just how we do it here. I don't have any herds bigger than 6 horses. It's a really nice number for us. And I still have some people that wait until we bring the horses in at the end of the day to come out and see their horse because it's a little intimidating to them. If you have a horse that is top of the herd, you know, and you go to get your horse and he comes right up to you, that's great. But if you have a horse that's bottom of the pecking order, and you go out to get your horse and none of the other horses will let him come by to come to you, that can be very intimidating for all and frustrating for the horse owner. It's just something you want to think about when you're setting up your herds. The other part of it is, too, is I'd rather see a stable that has a few more paddocks and dry lots so you can have smaller herds than to have huge, gigantic paddocks, and then you have no room for moving horses. When all of a sudden you have a horse that is not getting along well in a herd, and it happens. It, you know, you hope it never does, but the truth is, if you have a boarding stable and you have horses coming and going, you have horses that will be coming to your barn with all kinds of history, and some of them, it may take a while to find a good paddock where they're really thriving and doing well. So you have options if you have more herd, more paddocks. And that is something that people don't do. I don't know if it's because they don't want to do all the fencing. It's a little bit more work when you're setting it up. But in the long run, it's better to do the work ahead of time and design your paddocks and pastures well so that you have a lot of flexibility. In the long run, you have a lot less headaches. One of the things that people will ask me when they call looking for boarding at our stable is if we do separate herds of geldings and mares. And we have done both. You know, some people think that all geldings should be together and all mares should be together. And they don't like the fact that some geldings and mares are put together. And throughout the years, it really just depends on the horses that we have at our stable. Right now, we have a lot more geldings than we do mares, and we have a lot more herds of geldings. But there's always been at least one group somewhere on the property that was a mixed group. And that mixed group of horses, mares and geldings, it has to be the right group of horses. It has to be geldings that don't act studdish. And it has to be mares that can be with geldings and not act like they lost their head. You know, it just takes the right type of horses. And that is where your herd management skills are going to go through the roof as you learn horse behavior and learn how these boys and girls act. You know, it just gets crazy sometimes. So, I don't mind a mixed herd if it's the right horses and it works out real good. Another thing to think about when you're setting up your paddocks and pastures is the hierarchy in a herd. You're going to have it in every herd. And what does that look like for each group? So throughout the years, I've had situations where I've had two very, very dominant geldings or mares in a herd that didn't back down. And I knew that at some point I had to do something because they were going to end up hurting themselves. They were going to hurt each other. They were constantly at each other. And, you know, if it doesn't settle down within a certain amount of time, you just have to make a change. You can't force horses to get along. We don't force our own children to go and play with children they don't get along with. you know, sometimes you have to change things before a horse gets hurt. And there's definitely a hierarchy, and learning to find out who gets along with who takes a little bit of time. And once you get it settled in, I'm really the kind of person that I don't like to change it. Once I have a group of horses that get along fantastic, we keep it. And I don't want to move it because I know it's so special, and it's important for everybody when I know I don't have to worry about any horses coming in hurt from being aggressive to each other, chasing horses down, that kind of stuff. One of the things that really caught me off guard and surprised me when we started boarding horses 15 years ago was horses that came off the racetrack or the show ring, horses that had never been in a herd setting. So we get a lot of off-the-track thoroughbreds, and I love them. We own one, but some of them they've never been out in a herd except for when they were young before they were broke. And once in a while, it takes them a little bit of time to get acclimated back into a herd setting. I specifically remember a horse we had here for many, many years, and he grew to live a ripe old age. And he came off the quarter horse circuit, and when he was first brought here, he really struggled for like a month to figure out where he was in a herd. He'd lived his entire life in a stall and showing, and so when he came to us, and he was going to be a trail horse and go to small shows, but he was going to be a horse because at our barn, everybody goes outside, it was an adjustment for him. He had a hard time figuring out what this all looked like with other horses. And he was almost like a youngster, even though he was a mature horse, but he just wasn't street smart when it came to the other horses. And then once he figured it out, boy, he kind of started rising to the top there, and he took care of himself and he did really good. But it took a little bit of time for him to adjust. Even though he was a mature, you know, horse, he just did not ever experienced that kind of life. And we had another horse that came to our barn that had the same situation, but had been able to be outside, but always by himself. And so when he came and he wasn't showing anymore, the same exact thing happened. And he was used to being with one other horse. And when he came to our barn, he really almost went through a withdrawal and even almost a depression for the first month, because he didn't have another horse to buddy up with. And it took him a while, and slowly but surely we found a horse that he started chumming around with, and I saw him start to blossom, and he changed, and he was here for years too. And it was just something that took him a little bit of time to figure out his footing. Usually it doesn't happen like that. Usually it's a little easier than that, but it does happen. I mean, it does happen once in a while. And I just want you to be aware of that when you're dealing with your client's horses. Some of those things are so important, and your client will really appreciate that. The other part of herd management, really good herd management, is when you get a horse in that is a senior horse that's starting to get pretty up there in age. Maybe in their mid-20s, they're starting to slow down. Depending on that horse's life, some horses in their 20s are, you know, they're still being ridden, they're active, they know how to handle things. And some of them really start to slow down, and they just don't tolerate some of the antics of younger horses. We have pretty much our whole career of boarding horses had at least one herd or a couple horses we'd put together that were extremely senior horses. Once they get up in their late 20s, early 30s, we sometimes will separate them so they can have a much quieter life. It is really a good herd management practice if you have a horse that seems like he's just struggling a little as he ages, to maybe think of a paddock that might be a little bit better for him. It depends, again, on the horse and how they do. But boy, when they start aging and they start getting way up there in age, herd management is so important. And sometimes they just don't want to be in those larger herds anymore. Now, when we talk about herd management, everybody has their own idea of introducing horses. Now, when we talk about herd management, everybody has their own idea of introducing a new horse to a herd. And I'm just going to share with you what I do. Everybody does it differently, and I definitely don't want to say one way is the right way or the wrong way, but I do want to tell you what I've learned. And because we have almost 40 horses at our barn, you know, it's a lot of different paddocks, a lot of different considerations, and horses of every age. When a new horse steps off the trailer and they come to our stable, usually I'll separate that horse for a few days, get to know their personality, get them settled in to their stall, into maybe a private paddock for a little bit, and then I go and I'm ready to put him in with a herd. And how do I do that? And for me, what has always really worked well is in the morning when we're putting horses out, I will take the new horse, and I've already thought in my mind where I'm going to put him. So let's say I'm going to put him in paddock 5, and I know he's going to go in there with 4 other geldings. I've already known ahead of time, okay, I'm going to put him in there by himself, let him find the food, let him find where the water is, let him smell everything, and then I'm going to introduce him to one horse that's in that paddock normally. And I try to choose a horse that I think will be a good fit. Now, sometimes I make a bad call and I realize, oh, they don't get along and it's not working. But usually if you have horses at your stable for a long time, you really get to know their personalities and you know which horses are aggressive and you know which ones are passive. You know which ones just nothing bothers them. You know which horses are nervous. You know which horses get worked up about everything. So I try to, out of that group of other 4 horses, I try to think, which horse should I put in with him first? And my whole goal is to get a horse to buddy up with him as quick as possible so that he is not alone and he is feeling comfortable. And I introduce one horse at a time. And I keep doing that until the horses are in there and I watch how they act with him. And, you know, the truth is, those first, 48 hours are so crucial when horses are in herds together, because that is when horses are smelling each other, they're kicking, they're squealing, and you hope that it dies down really fast. You hope that it's quiet. You really don't want a horse getting hurt. That it would be awful. So it's really important to think about who you're going to put in with that new horse. Get them acclimated, and sometimes it just goes beautifully, and once in a while, you have to move a horse. I have had situations over the years where I've had a new horse come to the property, and honestly, every herd I put him in, it's just not working. For some reason, the horses don't like him, or he's running the fence, he's stressed, and you know, I really am not one of those people. I don't believe that horses need to just work it out. Some people believe in letting them duke it out, and I don't do that. You know, I don't mind them squealing. They're going to kick and do little things now and then. They got to. That's how they communicate. They're going to, you know, maybe bite at each other a little bit. But I do not want horses getting hurt, and I believe, you know, we should do our best to try to alleviate some of that. You know, after all, we're putting them in a paddock and we're saying to them, get along. And sometimes they need a little help with that. And they're trying to show us how they're feeling. And we really need to read how they're feeling. So when I am introducing a new horse, it's really important that I find a buddy for him. And in most cases, I can pin it down pretty good. And I watch how they are over the next few days every time they go out. And sometimes, if I have an aggressive horse that's in that herd previously, I'll pull that horse out for a couple days and let the new horse get acclimated. And then once the new horse gets his boundaries and he's starting to feel comfortable, then I bring that other horse back in. And the new horse knows where everything is. He's feeling comfortable and he's able to stand up for himself. And usually it deflates pretty quick. Is it more work at the beginning? Yeah, it is probably a little bit more work, but you know what? You do the work in the beginning, and in the long run, it is so much easier if you just take the time in the beginning. I am not a big believer in just throwing a horse into a herd of horses already out there. I've seen horses get completely stressed out. I've seen horses run through fences because they're scared. I've seen horses just chase them down. And I just personally don't do that. And I'm not an advocate of it. And I think your boarders deserve better than that. And I think if you show them that you'll take the time to make sure their horse fits in really nice into a herd, they're going to appreciate that. And you start to build a bond with your client. If I could give any words of advice to someone who's designing a boarding stable and you're going to have groups of herds, I would tell you to make sure you have plenty of dry lots and paddocks for flexibility. Even if you have extra, I'd rather see you have extra than not enough, because when you don't have enough, then you're stuck. I can't tell you how many times I get calls from frustrated barn owners, frustrated managers because of the herd situation at their stable. Then I'll go there and I'll tell them, you need to make more paddocks and dry lots. I also get calls from boarders from other places and asking me what my thoughts are. And I don't like to talk about other stables, so I'm very careful about what my thoughts are about having enough, because I have to see the whole picture. But there's frustration on both ends. It's better to have smaller herds and plenty of flexibility in dry lots and paddocks so that you can move horses. Make your herd smaller, and I guarantee you the job will become so much easier. The one thing you need to know is if you have poor herd management skills at your business, at your stable, it will affect your business. You're going to have clients that come and go, and with that means more changes in the herds. It's a lot of work introducing a horse to a herd and hoping and praying that they get along. And it's a lot more work. So if you can get this part right, you will have less changeover, you'll have happy horses, happy clients, and it really does affect your business. There's an incredible pressure when you are dealing with a client's horse. I never knew that till we started 15 years ago. I had worked at stables and I'd had my own horses, but when you are actually the one in charge and you're the barn owner or the barn manager and you are the buck stops with you and you're dealing with a client's horse, there is some pressure to make sure that horse is taken care of well. And if you're not sure what you're doing, you're going to learn real quick. And this is where your learning curve is going to go through the roof. It is a big deal taking care of other people's horses. They are depending on you. They want to come out and know that their horse is happy. And there's nothing worse than coming out and seeing the horse being beat up all the time, or worse, even lame because of horses being aggressive. You know, there is some pressure, but if you do it right, the pressure kind of disappears because you know you're doing it right. And that's what's so important about it. It's also, I think, really important that how you feed the horses in your dry lots and paddocks for your boarding stable is super important. Everyone has a different view of it. We feed individual piles. It's great. It helps the horses stay away from each other. They don't have to fight over food. They'll push each other off each pile and then they just walk to a new pile. You have a lot less accidents, a lot less horses getting hurt. Now, there are people that feed round bales out there and the horses all feed off these round bales. But if you have an aggressive horse that isn't allowing some of the other horses or maybe a weak horse get to the hay, you're going to have problems. And that is bad herd management. It's important that the horses can get to the hay equally, whether there's top horses, bottom horses, timid horses, aggressive horses. And if you're going to feed round bales, then may I suggest that you feed enough of them out there so that the horses can get away from each other that do not feel comfortable eating around other horses or are being chased off. I mean, I have driven by a farm once and this horse was laying right on the round bale, like the round bell was kind of all coming apart and the horse was laying on it. And of course, some of the horses couldn't get to the food. You know, it's just, it depends on the horses you get. But if you want to have solid barn management that can weather the seasons and the different types of horses you get at your barn, then good barn management practices, especially with herd management, are so important. I know that there's a lot of different thoughts on this, a lot of different ways of doing it. But in my own personal thoughts, I think the barns that tend to have the less turnover and stable herds are the ones that have larger paddocks, more of them, less horses in each paddock, and they just do better. And the clients like it. They feel comfortable getting their horses. And it overall, going through all the seasons, I feel it's a much healthier way to run a boarding stable. Anyways, that's my few short thoughts on herd management. And I want to wish you all the best in your boarding stable. If you have any questions, please contact me. You can go to probarnmanagement.com. I have a website. I have a blog there. And you can also find my books there. I also do barn management workshops. And check out my book, Step-by-Step Guide to Starting and Running a Successful Horse Boarding Business. I guarantee this book will help you if you are definitely starting out in horse boarding. There's so much to think about. And I like people to think of all sides of it, especially with all the different horses you're going to have at your barn. And I just want to thank you again for joining me. And this is Sherry Grunska with Barn Management Radio.